WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Hey, you're listening to Reset. I'm Ethan, Reset's audio engineer and music superfan. This week for the holidays, we're revisiting some of our favorite conversations with local artists from the past year. Let's get into it.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We're listening to Normalcy, a song off the new EP Fawn from Chicago indie duo OK Cool. It's quick, punchy, and meticulous. It's a polite nod to the classic sounds of Midwest emo or math rock mixed with hypnotic dream pop. Each song feels like a perfectly placed puzzle piece, the way that they just flow into the next. The EP is a brief 17 minutes, but a very satisfying listen. Now, Fawn is OK Cool's third EP, and tonight the band is playing a release show at Shuba's Tavern at 8 p.m. So joining me now in the studio is guitarist Bridget Stebris and bassist Haley Bloomquist. Welcome to Reset.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Wow, that was really nice. Thanks. You know, that second name, listeners, it may sound familiar because Haley is actually part of the WBEZ and Reset family. She's one of our engineers, and we are so thrilled to have her behind the mic for the first time.
I know, it's very weird.
It is strange, right? So we just heard the song Normalcy, as I mentioned, and I was listening to it, and the lyrics to me feel like they describe days that I've had, days that I think everyone's had, right? You're just not feeling it. What inspired the song, Bridget?
Depression. You definitely have it on, like, the nail on the head. That's exactly what it was. I think, like, a big part of writing the lyrics for this record was, like, encouraging myself to, I mean, sometimes it's good to kind of, like, give yourself distractions, but I think with writing lyrics, I think the strength for me is to just sit in it and just try and just, like, capture what I'm feeling without necessarily trying to push it away or move on to the next thing. And, like, just, if the vibe is depression, okay, like, embrace it. And let's just see. It's the same thing as, like, how people encourage, like, journaling a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, the same mindset as that. I don't know. I just try to capture the moment.
Does being vulnerable like that come easy to you?
I mean, I think when I'm writing it, I'm not picturing the moment where I'm putting it out, because it's like, for so many things that we write, it doesn't get very far. So I think when I'm writing lyrics like that, at that point it's just me in my bedroom, and I'm not too focused on how vulnerable it is or like anything beyond that point.
Yeah,
sharing it is when it gets vulnerable.
Yes.
That's when it,
yeah.
But at that point you just kind of have to just be like, well,
even with each other, there's like stages of like weird vulnerable moments. So
100%. I don't know. Usually I'm able to get past that if it's a banger enough. Then it's just like, well, we do have to put it out. So let's just do
it. Yes, we have to, yeah.
Yeah. And at this point, now that we have like three EPs out, it's kind of like, okay, they know. So whatever.
We are already getting a taste of the awesome chemistry between the two of you. I want to go back to the beginning, though, Haley. Talk about how you met and then how OK Cool came to be.
Yeah, so we actually met a few years back. I was in a cover band, and we were looking for a drummer at the time. And it was an all-girl cover band, so that was important to maintain. So I was just looking around on, like, Chicago musician pages. And eventually I found Bridget, just based on her profile picture being in one of these pages. So I reached out and I asked her, and then she ended up being the drummer about a year after that initial meeting.
Sounds like Bumble.
Yeah, it was weird.
I saw her profile picture, and
honestly,
I knew she was the one.
All through Facebook and just messaging, and it kind of came together when she ended up being our drummer that following summer. So
nice.
From there, yeah, we went from the cover band to the original band that she was in. She asked me to be her bass player for that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we kind of just went back and forth asking each other to be in our projects.
Until now it's okay.
Then it was like, okay, well, we work well together. Yeah. Let's do something. How'd you come up with the name OK Cool? Where'd that come from?
I just kind of noticed it as like a thing that I caught myself and other people saying a lot. But I think like I had it just rattling around in my brain for a while. And like on your emoji keyboard, like you see like buttons that literally say OK and cool. And I was like, that's really convenient.
That's true.
Maybe I should just use that.
It's catchy.
Yeah, I think
I like it.
It like fits the lack of seriousness that I feel like we
100%.
Have a lot of
time. We're just goofy, wacky guys, but
yes, real silly goose.
I think it's also just important to I don't know, use something that I know people won't have trouble saying or spelling. I don't know,
yeah,
stuff like that.
The name Fawn, that comes from the symbolism of a young deer learning to walk. Talk about that, Haley.
Yeah, we were throwing around some ideas, and I think just. There's like different responses to situations happening to you, and one of them is like fawn or freeze. And that kind of felt like a good encapsulation of the songs, because you know, when you're confronted with something, sometimes you could just kind of back off and get scared by it. So, and then also you know, the idea of a baby deer kind of finding its legs under itself and figuring it all out kind of also followed us figuring out how to be songwriters by ourselves and how to do this on our own.
Yeah,
before that, like, we were writing, like, I was writing my own drum parts, she was writing her own bass parts, so in a lot of ways we had the experience of kind of making the backbone of something, but, like, I had never sung in a project before. I was always wildly insecure about my voice. I wasn't trained at all. I mean, I still am, but it's, like, you know, just being so front and center like that is not something that comes easily to me.
Yeah.
So just a lot of new things that we've had to try out and figure out how to do.
Yeah.
Well, back to the music. Here is Nissan Weekend. Talk about the music video for this one.
Yes.
Describe it for listeners who might not have seen it first, Bridget.
Okay. If you haven't seen this video, it is a stop motion animation music video about a little rabbit guy who lives inside a cuckoo clock. Yeah, it's a cuckoo clock. He's the cuckoo.
What those are called?
Well, there's the clock, right? And he's the guy that comes out and pokes out. Usually, I guess it's a cuckoo bird, but like. It's this little rabbit guy who pokes out of...
That.
Yeah, it is his house, though. He lives in the clock. And what can I say except for hilarity and chaos ensue?
Yes, it's incredible stop-motion animation there from Joe Boffman. I mean, what inspired that style direction, Haley? What made you think that's the way we want to go with this?
So we've been working with Joe for a couple of videos in the past and just various projects. But he kind of said he had wanted to work with us and... We talked to him at a show that we had played together with his band, Joe Boffman and the Righteous Few.
Yeah, it was like such a casual.
Yeah, he was just like, you know,
moment.
I'm looking for projects. And we were like, oh, great. We're, you know, doing this and this. So it kind of fell together. And he just like is such a creative type that he really wanted to work with us, even though we didn't have like all the tools in the budget to like make it happen. But he just like throws himself into everything that he does. And he kind of took the whole idea and ran with it himself. We didn't have a whole lot of input at the start. We were like, you know, whatever you can do, you're kind of a creative mind. So
yeah, and plus we didn't want to impose any sort of expectations on him when he's the one, you know, making this thing. I wanted to like let him decide what the volume of work is going
to
be.
We tried to talk him down a lot, actually, too. We were
we
like,
tried to dissuade him from doing it.
Maybe we can incorporate some live shots because stop motion is so tedious. It
but
takes
you love
so much
the
time.
End result.
It's amazing. Yeah, you got to check it out. If not for us, for Joe, because he really sold it.
I encourage every single person listening to this to look up Joe Boffman and his work. He's also made a music video for Julian Baker, if you are familiar. Incredible, incredible art, as well as his own. He makes music videos for his own music, and it's all
nice.
Like one that he made for himself, I think, took 3 years to make.
Wow.
Check it out.
That's a
lot. He did another video with us for our song Time and a Half, and we got to do a little bit of stop motion with us in that one.
Yeah.
And even that was tedious.
That's cool.
It was only like 8-second clips or something in the end of the whole video, but like we stood and just moved our bodies and our joints, you know.
2 hours.
Yeah, so long.
It really gives you a different level of appreciation
Yeah, a lot goes into it. And it, yeah. I think it gives it so much character.
You're listening to Reset, and that is Haley Bloomquist, who's the bassist and one half of the Chicago dream pop duo OK Cool. Also with us, the other half, Bridget Stebris, the guitarist and drummer. So you've both been playing in the Chicago scene, you know, for some years now. I wonder if this project is the first where you're front and center.
Yeah, so Bridget touched on that a little bit, but it's kind of like we had always been the rhythm section in another band, so I was playing bass and she was playing drums. And kind of over the pandemic and a little bit before that, we just decided, you know, we mesh really well together. It's really easy to write together and not have a lot of voices and a lot of different input where you feel like you have to compromise on things. So, yeah, we just kind of decided to start trying it. And then once you make that leap, then it's only a few more steps forward to, like, okay, now let's actually do something with this.
What I was thinking was you don't often see two-member bands these days, at least not now, right? What made you decide to just stick with this partnership?
I think it honestly just came from, like, during the pandemic, like, even before maybe we started messing around with stuff, but, like, I don't know. When you're just in your room with a guitar, I think you're just going to try stuff out. And so I think, like, sending something like that to her, albeit something that was probably really, really bad, but, like, just starting off from that place of, I just made this, I don't know what to do with it, but what do you think? Having that feedback from her being like, oh, we should do something with that. Then it's like, well, okay, let's just figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think, like, it's, honestly, like you said, like, just when it's something that's coming from that vulnerable place, I only really want to show it to my best friend.
Yeah.
Aw, I love that.
We had a long foundation, so I think it was easy to share stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Each other.
I want to talk more about your sound, right? A lot of music these days, it combines several genres, especially the awesome local projects that are coming out of Chicago. OK Cool, I think, is no exception there, right? So where do you think your sound comes from? I want to hear from both of you. Like, inspirations, Haley?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit more into kind of indie music, and I really like, you know, Rosie Tucker.
If you told me that we'd died and gone to the gay bar, I would have said that.
Indigo D'Souza. Dream poppy versions on rock music, whereas I think Bridget leans a little bit heavier into some of those mathy roots.
Yeah, I don't know, the genre Midwest emo is kind of like a meme genre. But that, I think a lot of those kind of bands, just like all the math rocky, and then like indie bands that kind of have been doing things that have kind of been, I don't know, outside the norm. I just think of, like, I listen to a lot of, like, Foxing. Joyce Manor, I think, has always been one that really inspires me as far as, like, the kind of how I want the guitars to sound, how I want the mixes to kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Bands like Max Seal that kind of edge into that territory of math rock, but also, you know, still be able to make a really catchy melody and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Diet math rock.
Yeah, it's like diet math rock. It's like the cusp of math versus indie. I don't know, but we both have, like, so many, like, similar loves too. Like, I don't know, we love, like, Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
I throw my shirt on, walk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances.
All of that makes the OK Cool sauce.
Yeah, I think also just not having expectations on ourselves of what it needs to sound like, and just whatever it is, it is.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another track. This one's Treat Me Nice. So you're making a lot of unique choices on this EP, and one of my faves is the way that you use the drum machine in this song in particular. So talk, Bridget, as we talk drums, I got to look at you. Tell us why you chose this, because it's very calculated, kind of robotic rhythm-wise.
Sure is. Well, it's funny, you know, because I lay down the drums, but I'm, you know, pretty much starting the writing in my apartment. I don't have drums in my apartment.
You don't?
I know.
I'm the only person in the city left who doesn't.
Yeah. Your neighbors are grateful.
Yeah. So I don't ever like get a chance to track drums until I like, you know, go to my parents' place in Downers Grove. So until then, I have to either just kind of hold an idea of what I want the drums to be like, or, you know, there's kind of like a fake drummer in our music software, but he's not that good. or the third option that I did like two other times is like mess around with the beat maker in the software that is very like, I don't know, to me, not understandable. Like, I think, I don't know, the things that I think people find like charming or intentional is not intentional. It's literally me trying my best. but, you know, I'll take it.
I love those kinds of accidents.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, most of this is just happy accidents.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing where it's like, we also have a song called Divers where the exact same thing happened. And I think that inspired me to do the same thing, but it was just meant to be kind of like a placeholder.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we get used to it and then mm-hmm. I get lazy and then we just stick with it.
And it works.
Yeah. Well, this one I know you didn't also want on the EP.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. I was just feeling like unsure about it. I think a lot of like, because I don't know, I put those silly little like Tom hits in there.
It's, yeah.
I don't know. I think when it comes from you, it's hard to not find it just like silly and like, think that it'll be enjoyable. It's like,
yeah. I think, yeah, you thought of it more as like a lazy approach, but I was like, no, I love
this
that.
This is great.
Yeah.
The two brilliant minds behind OK Cool. Their new EP, Fawn, is out today, and you can catch them tonight at 8 p.m. at Shuba's in Lakeview. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I got to go back to work.
Yeah. Well, before you do that, Haley, we want to go out on one last song, so just set this one up for us.
All right. This one's called Soaked In. This is our third single that we did, and we also have a really cool music video out for this one involving light brights.
I'm soaked in.
That's it for this episode. It was produced by Ethan Schwab, who also edited the episode with Meha Ahmed. That's all for now. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.